listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. Good to have you listening and joining us here as we minister from our broadcast studios here in Austin, Texas on this Labor Day weekend. And remember, the Breakout Radio Church is a global church without walls. We're comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creations. We are a house of prayer for all nations. A recent report that we got showed that 93 nations have been recently joining us here on BPNradio.com. Gene and I are so thankful to be back here at BRC on this first Sunday in September, a beautiful Labor Day Sunday morning in Austin, Texas. And I've taken some time off to have surgery. So grateful for all of your prayers during these challenging times. And but I'm getting better day by day. Grateful for Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer, who's been leading the services and ministering. I appreciate Bill Shannon. He did a great job preaching last Sunday morning. So here we are, and it's a delight to be back, isn't it, Gene Gentry?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Breakout family. So thankful for all of you and those that are joining us today. It's going to be a great day at Breakout Radio Church.
Yes, it is. We've been praying and seeking God for the service, and we've been praying for each of you. In fact, I'm holding all of the names of the members at Breakout Radio Church in my hands right now, and I have called every one of your names in prayer. Every one of your names I've called in prayer today, and if we have time at the close of the service, I'm going to pray for some of you individuals. And so delighted to have you as a part of Breakout Radio Church. If you'd like to be a member, all you have to do is go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com, BreakoutRadioChurch.com. And there is a place that you, a membership form that you can fill out and submit, become a part of Breakout Radio Church, a worldwide church without walls. So Gene and I are so thankful to have you in our lives, and we're going to pray today for Gene. We're going to pray today for our, we've got lots of friends and church members that are on the East Coast today in Florida and Georgia, and North and South Carolina. And those of you listening today, we're lifting you up in prayer. We're also lifting up those church members in the Odessa, Midland, Texas area. And we were so sad to hear about the shootings that have been going on there, and 5 have been killed, 21 injured. And these are perilous times. That's why we must have revival. We must continue to call America to pray, and those of you that are joining us in other nations of the world, we encourage you to help us pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And so, Gene, we have a lot to pray about today, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have a lot of friends and church members in Florida, so we need to pray for a lot of people today.
Yeah, we do. And we also have members there in Georgia and North Carolina, South Carolina, up and down the East Coast. They don't know where the Hurricane Dorian is gonna land, but we're praying for safety. And we're praying for the services this morning. Father Gene and I, we set ourselves in agreement today that your will, plan, and purpose be done here at Breakout Radio Church on this first Sunday in September, of 2019. The will of God be done.
Yes.
And if people are listening to a replay during the week sometime, we know that they're going to be blessed as well. And Father, we just thankful, Lord, for Breakout Radio Church. Over 3 years now, we've been leading this church without walls, and we're grateful and thankful. Bless the services today. Anoint me, your servant, in the name of Jesus. And we just pray this morning for the victims there of the shootings in Odessa and Midland, Texas. And we pray for the families who've lost loved ones. We pray for Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, that's in the path of Hurricane Dorian. And we pray for Dr. Elizabeth Vaughn as she concludes her ministry this week in Africa. We're looking forward to a wonderful report. We pray for those that are listening, that you would anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, our spiritual ears, our spiritual eyes, and our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, we're thankful for our spiritual grandson, Leland. Leland Mooring and his family started traveling with Gene and I in 2000. We met them in 1999. Actually, they started ministering with us in 1999 and laid our hands many times on Leland. Leland is bringing out a new album, and he's going to lead worship today in a great worship song that's being sung across this nation. And Leland Mooring, my wonderful spiritual grandson, written many songs, and he's written a song called Waymaker. We're going to join him here today and lift our hands and worship him, and then I'm going to preach the word. Here's Leland to lead us in worship. He's a waymaker. Let's worship him today.
Worship, we're turning lives around. You are here, oh, Let's sing this together. Even when I don't see it. Come on, even when.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Come on.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop.
His name is above loneliness. Oh, his name is above disease. His name is above cancer. His name is above every other name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you today. We honor you today. We magnify your name today. That's who you are. You are a way maker. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for everyone that feels like they're going through difficult times, stormy times. Lord, we know that you're a way maker. Lord, we know the words of that song declare that even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Even you never stop working. You're working. Even when it seems like that we do not feel your presence at all, you're still working. You never stop working. And we're so thankful. You are a way maker. You're a promise keeper. You're a miracle worker. You are the light in the darkness. My God, that's who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. Lord, we worship you this morning. We honor you today. We magnify you and glorify your name today. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. Hallelujah. We love you today. We love you today. Lord, we pray for those that are going through difficult times. We pray for those who are in stormy weather in their lives. I don't know what's happening. Maybe in their marriage or their finances or their health or their emotions, on their job, whatever it may be, in their neighborhood. Oh, God, those that are going through difficult times, you are a way maker. You are a miracle worker. You are a promise keeper. You are a light in the darkness, and we're so thankful for that. We're grateful for that. Hallelujah. Lord, minister to those who are attending Breakout Radio Church today. Hallelujah. That need to hear from you, that need a word from you, that need a miracle in their lives, Lord. Hallelujah. That may need a new beginning, whatever they need today, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Let's worship him, church. We worship you, Lord. We lift up your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We magnify you. We glorify your name. You're such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. We love you today. We bless your name. That name which is above every name. Lord, we know, for God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. We thank you for it. Lord, I pray for those that are being attacked by some type of fear today. Lord, we know that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Lord, we ask for your help today. Lord, we need you today, God. Hallelujah. We need you today, Lord. I pray for everyone attending Breakout Radio Church that's going through a difficult or challenging time. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for your help and your guidance and direction. In Jesus' name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. That's what the Bible said. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. We love you today. Hallelujah. We love you this morning. Oh, I love you, Jesus. We worship you. We honor you. We magnify you. We glorify your name today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have your Bibles. Why don't you turn with me today to the book of I'm going to read from the book of Proverbs today, and I'm also going to read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. For those of you who are traveling today, we just pray for special traveling mercies today over your life, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I appreciate our team here at Breakout Radio Church that are working with us. Devin and Rhonda Kinzer, of course, Aliona Pachuca and Michael Schonborn, and Ruth Gentry, those that are working with us. We're grateful. Here's what the Bible said in Psalms chapter 37, verse number 23. The steps of a good man, or a good word, a good woman, or a good person, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. And, you know, that's where the trust comes. You know, Gene and I's favorite verses in the whole Bible is Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. And he said it's going to be good for your life. And so today, it is not in man to direct our own steps. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And it says in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. And I know that all of us are prone to try to work out our own plan, to direct our own steps. And, you know, the Bible does not persecute us or try to condemn us if we make plans. I think it's a natural thing. But in the end, it is the Lord that directs our steps. It's the Lord that works out our plans. And so today, I just believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to those of you that are attending BRC today. And maybe you're praying for direction in your life. You're praying concerning your job, your business, your geographical location, your home, maybe your business. I don't know what you're planning on doing, but we know that we must have His help in order to succeed, because it's not in man to know exactly what to do. We think we know, but you know, we don't. That's why we have to include God in all of our plans, because it's He that directs our steps. And so it says in Hebrews, it is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. You know, in Hebrews chapter 11, I love this chapter. I love to read different versions of Hebrews chapter 11, but these men and women in Hebrews 11 were people of faith, those who followed in his steps. Those mentioned in Hebrews 11 were people whose steps were directed by the Lord, step by step. And so that's why it's so important for us to pray the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer, the disciples' prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. In other words, God is saying, I'm going to direct you. I'm going to direct you day by day, or I'm going to direct you step by step. And so we would like to know what's going to happen in our whole future. But that's not the way it works. The steps of a good person ordered by the Lord. And so we just have to follow Him step by step. And that's what they did in Hebrews chapter 11. These men and women in Faith Hall of Fame followed the steps of the Lord, and they were on a faith journey, and we today are as well. Without faith, the Bible said in Hebrews 11, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we are on a faith journey, and we do not succeed in life by having our own way, because you know, what we want, what we think is right, what we think we should do could be way off from what God actually wants us to do. And so Hebrews chapter 11 declares that without faith, or without having our steps ordered by the Lord, we cannot please Him. So Hebrews chapter 11 rehearses what faith is and how to exercise that faith. And there's a lot of prime examples. We know that one prime example is Abraham. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 11, beginning with verse number 8, because Abraham had faith, he obeyed God. When God called him to leave his home, he was to go to another country that God promised to give him. He left his home without knowing where he was going. Now, that's a little bit scary, not knowing exactly where he was going. And there may be those of you today that are in a transition, and you don't know exactly where you're going to move, what you're going to do, what business you're going to have, what job you're going to have, who your husband is going to be or your wife is going to be, where your children are going to attend school. I don't know. But it can be, in the natural, it can be a very scary situation. That's where Abraham was. He was in a very comfortable situation. And, you know, sometimes God has to move us out of our comfort zone in order to move us into our discovery zone. And that is a very uncomfortable situation. Gene and I, in our 52 years of full-time ministry, we have been there several times where we did not know exactly where we were going or what we were going to do. And so Abraham, he sets the pace. He sets an example for us. His faith in God kept him living as a stranger in the country God had promised to him. Isaac and Jacob received the same promise. So Abraham was living in comfortable situations, he and his wife Sarah, they were being prospered, they were being blessed. But God said, I'm going to take you to a place that you're not familiar, not even their own language. So he went down and to Isaac, and they were worshiping false gods. It was not a believing nation, a Christian nation, a faith nation, but God was with him. And because Abraham was willing to allow God to direct his steps, he became the father of many nations. Because he allowed God to direct his steps, he allowed God to direct him into another nation that he was not comfortable in, God blessed him. And I'm here to tell you that transitions, if you're in some type of transition, making some type of decision that you don't know exactly how to make, that can be very uncomfortable. And I've said many, many times that transitions are necessary. They're not desirable many times, but they're necessary. And transitions can even be very painful, but necessary. So the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 8, Abraham, by an act of faith, said yes to God's call to travel to an unknown place that would become his home. When he left, he had no idea where he was going. That could be very uncomfortable. He had no idea where he was going. By an act of faith, he lived in the country promised him, lived as a stranger, camping in tents, camping out in tents with Isaac and Jacob, who had the same promise. And Abraham did it by keeping his eye on an unseen city with real eternal foundations, the city designed and built by God. So you got to know, church, that we're making transitions in life, and you got to realize that the ultimate transition will be into our eternal home. That's a city that was built by God and designed by God, and that is called heaven. So here we're making temporary decisions. They may seem like very big in our eyes, and my God, how can we do this? But you got to realize that all of these transitions, all of these decisions that we make in life are only temporary decisions, even though they may last for several years. In the light of eternity, they're only temporary decisions and transitions, because we're all headed to that one eternal place where we're going to spend time together forever. That's called heaven. So Abraham was not requested just to move to another town or city, but he was requested to move to another country, a strange place, where he evidently didn't need a passport or green card. He just moved. He and his family moved with him. His wife was willing to move, and his family was willing to move. And you got to realize that Abraham was 75 years old when he left and moved to that strange country. That's what I am today, 75, and still following the Lord. So I'm reminded today of Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer, who in 1998, they left comfortable surroundings in Oklahoma City, and Delvin worked for the number one news radio station in the state of Oklahoma. They were willing to leave their home and move with Delvin's mom and dad to Liberal, Kansas, as well as his children and his brother Darren and his wife and family. And they all moved. They picked up and left their familiar surroundings in the state of Oklahoma, and they moved. And they did not know exactly what they were going to do. They were going to be a part of a church, but they all lived for several months in one house, under one roof, I understand, with one bathroom. And they made that faith move, and I know they're in another faith transition. But that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That is what it's about. It's following the Lord wherever he wants us to do. And once we come to know Jesus accept him as our personal Savior and Lord. Our life is not our own, and we are just following the Lord, whatever we're trying to do. And the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, each one of these people of faith died not yet having in hand what was promised, but still believing. How did they do it? They saw it way off in the distance, waved their greeting, and accepted the fact that they were transients in this world. People who live this way make it plain, the Bible said, that they are looking for their true home. If they were homesick for the old country, they could have gone back anytime they wanted, but they were after a far better country than that, heaven country. You can see why God is so proud of them and has a city waiting for them. So, we find out that throughout the Bible, particularly those in Hebrews chapter 11, that they were making temporary transitions in lieu of the fact that they were going to make an eternal transition. You know, my dad and mom, they made a lot of transitions in life, but all of those were temporary, and now they are in their eternal home. And Gene and I, we've made a lot of transitions in our lives. We've lived in, since we got married in 1961, we've lived in over 30 different houses or apartments or condos. And, but one day, we will finally make it to our eternal home, and that is heaven, where we will hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servants. Well done, Dale and Gene. And welcome into heaven." And that's going to be the same thing for you. And so our eternal reward is what we're looking for. You know, the Bible said, so that means that we have to live by faith. That means that we have to take step by step by faith. You know, the Bible said the just shall live by faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, if we want to go on reading there, it says there's not enough time to tell of Gideon and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David, and of Samuel, and the early preachers. It was because these people had faith that they won wars over other countries. They were good leaders. They received what God promised to them. They closed the mouth of lions, stopped the fire that was burning. They got away from being killed with swords. They were made strong again after they had been weak and sick. They were strong in war. They made fighting men from other countries run home. It was because some women had faith that they received their dead back to life. Others chose to be beaten instead of being set free because they would not turn against God. They would be raised to a better life. So you got to realize that some of these people in Hebrews chapter 11, they had their prayers answered. They were healed. They were set free. They were delivered. But there were others in Hebrews 11 that didn't name all of their names, but it said others were talked against. Some were beaten. Some were put in chains and in prison. Some were killed by stones being thrown at them. People were cut in pieces. They were tested. They were killed with swords. They wore skins of sheep and goats and had nothing they could call their own. They were hungry and sick. Everyone was bad to them. They walked around in deserts and in mountains. They looked for caves and holes in the earth to believe in. They were too good for this world. It was because of their faith that God was pleased with them. But they did not receive what God had promised. God had planned something better for us, that these men could not be made perfect without us. In other words, there were some that were able to finish some assignments on this earth, and there were others that they were not able to finish their assignment because we would step in and finish their assignment. My sister said many times, who's gone to heaven now, "Dale, you know, you seem like you get to do so many, many things, and my husband and I, Dean, we don't get to do very many, many things." And even my dad was saying, "You know, Dale, I believe this. One day I'll get to go here. One day I believe I'll get to do this." And I believe that today I am living out some of the dreams of my sister, some of the dreams of my father or mother, some of the dreams of those maybe in Hebrews chapter 11. And so we find in this life that things do not always work according to what we thought it was going to work or how it was going to work. And sometimes we get angry with God or we get upset with God because it didn't work out the way we thought it was going to work out. And maybe that some of the promises that we had received were not seemingly being fulfilled. And it's easy to become very discouraged. It's easy to become angry with God. And particularly when we see other people and it seems like they're being blessed and their prayers are being answered and they're being prospered and they're being blessed. And what about us, God? But you got to realize that this life is only temporary. Some of these people were so powerful in Hebrews chapter 11 that they'd made fighting men from other countries run back home. They received their dead back to life again. They saw the dead raised, but others were hungry and sick, and they were beaten, and they had no place to live. They were cut in pieces. They were stoned. And so, you know, in life, we cannot comprehend with our minds how things are going to work out or how it should work out. But we trust God, we believe God, and we have faith in God, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So I don't know where you're at. I don't know what chapter you are in life. I don't know where you're at in life. But we do know that if we love Him and if we trust Him, that it's going to work out. Not maybe all the way that we thought it was going to work out. And many times it's not working out because we have taken things into our own hands. And, you know, Abraham, it did not work out in his life for a long time because God had promised him a son. And after he got to be 90 years old, he thought, evidently, time has passed me by. There's some of you attending Breakout Radio Church today, and you're taking things in your own hands because it seemingly has not been worked out. God has shown you a vision, or He's given you a promise, or He has declared some things to you, and it seemingly has not worked out, and you're trying to take things in your own hands. Abraham, he made a mess of things, and he did not wait for Isaac. He accepted Ishmael, and today we're still having problems in the Middle East because of Abraham's disobedience, because he took things in his own hands. And Gene and I have learned in life that we have received some disappointments and some things that did not work out because we tried to take things into our own hands. We tried to work things out. You know, I've told the story several times, and I'm writing an autobiography of my life right now. I've taken a lot of my time doing that, as well as getting my health back these past several months. And as I write my story, I'm remembering of so many, many wonderful things that God did for us. Also, some of the mistakes we made by trying to take things in our own hands. You know, upon leaving Dell City, Oklahoma City in 1985, we tried to direct our steps to go to Phoenix. But God intervened in that, and we never made it to Phoenix. We moved to Rockwall, Texas. Gene got a word that we were going to go work with our friends in Rockwall, and so we moved to Rockwall, Texas in 1985, and it was a very difficult time for us, and we did not want to be there. You may be living in some place that you don't want to be. You say, God, I don't want to be living in this place. I don't want to be living in this town. I don't want to be living in this home. I don't want to be going to this church. I don't want my kids to be in this school. And it may be that you're living in a very unpleasant time, and you're trying to move in your own timing. You're trying to work things out in your own way. And God is saying, trust me about your situation. Trust me in your situation. And so Jean and I moved to a strange place where we've been pastoring in Oklahoma City for 8.5 years. We'd been senior pastors for 18 years, and now we were serving in a place where we did not know very many, many people. And we'd moved away from Oklahoma into Texas, and we wanted to leave there. We hadn't been there very long, and we began to try to move out of that place. In fact, we had not been in Rockwall long till we received an invitation to come back and pastor the church we'd been at in Oklahoma City for 8.5 years. We wanted to move, but God wouldn't talk to us about it. And so have you ever been in a place? I'm going to get my cough drop here. Have you ever been in a place where you didn't want to live there? Have you ever been in a church you didn't want to attend? Have you ever been on a job that you didn't want to work there? Have you ever owned a business where you wanted to get out of that business? And that can happen. So God wouldn't talk to us about that. And Gene and I were just discussing this morning where the church in Rockwall that we were a part of was starting several churches. It had grown and grown, and they were starting several churches in the area, including a church about 20 miles away, or 40 miles away, I'm not sure now, a town of about 20,000 people called Sulphur Springs, Texas. And I went to Pastor Larry Lee and told him that Gene and I wanted to move to Sulphur Springs and start a church there. We'd been there and met with the people. We thought that would be a good move there because we were miserable where we're at. And you know, misery really does love company, because when you're in a miserable place where maybe God wants you to be on your way to a better place, then we can start complaining, and we can get into deep depression. We can become very discouraged. So that was what was happening. And Gene and I, so I went to Larry Lee, Pastor Larry Lee, and said we'd like to start the church under this church in Sulphur Springs. And he said, Dale, I'm not going to let you do that. You've had experience starting a Christian school in Oklahoma City, and I want you to help me start a Christian school here. You got to stay here and help me start this school. I didn't want to stay there and start a Christian school. I didn't believe that was my calling. I was a pastor. I was a preacher. I was not a school administrator. But that's what God wanted me to do for a short season. So sometimes we're on our way to another season. There's an interim period that we don't like. We hate it. And we want to try to get out of it. And we want to try to direct our own steps. But if we're not careful, we'll make a mess of things. Do you understand? We'll make a mess of things. And so Gene and I, that's what we were trying to do. We didn't realize that God was up to something really, really big. And it was all tied to Rockwall, Texas. So we started a Christian school. And I became administrator of the school. And that school went for over 25 years, Rockwall Christian Academy, where thousands of young people were educated. But I was about to make a mess of it. I wanted to go back to Oklahoma City. I wanted to go to Sulphur Springs, Texas, and start a church. I'd wanted to go to Phoenix, Arizona, and move to Phoenix and start a church in the land of the sun. But none of it. You know, I came to a place one day where I was thinking, God, nothing is working out the way that I thought it was going to work out. Nothing is working out the way that I thought that I'd planned it. And that's where some of y'all are at today. You've made your plans, and it's okay. The Bible said a man can make his plans, but it's the Lord that directs his steps. And, you know, sometimes we just try to, we get things wrong. We get in a hurry on someone that we think should be our husband or our wife, and that's not the one for us. We think, well, we're getting older and we got to get married, or, you know, maybe we won't have another chance, or we've got to buy this home. You know, Gene and I, we wanted to buy a home not long before we left Oklahoma City. We were determined to buy that home out in the country in Oklahoma City. We did not know that in just a few short months, God was going to move us from Oklahoma City to Rockwall, Texas. And so, but anyhow, we didn't know that, but we knew that we wanted to buy that home, but it was not the will of God. Even our realtor, our real estate man, finally said to me, "Dale, I'm not going to sell you that home." I said, "Well, how could you say that? You're in the real estate business. That's how you make your living. That's how you get your bread and butter is selling homes." He said, "Yeah, but that's not your home." And so we were trying to make a mess of things, but there was divine intervention. And there may be some of you today that are attending Breakout Radio Church, and God is trying to divinely intervene in your life because you're trying to buy something or sell something or move someplace or take another position or maybe even go to another church. All of that can happen, and it can just mess things up. That doesn't mean eventually that you're not going to find your way. I believe eventually you will, but you could take the long way around home. I mean, you could take the long way around finding God's will, plan, and purpose. I'll never forget after Gene and I moved to Wichita Falls, Texas in 1965, we knew that we were to attend Southside Assembly of God Church, Carl Alcorn. We had visited that church before. My mother had listened to him on radio when I was growing up as a boy. So that's where we knew we were going to go. The first 6 weeks we were there, there was an incredible revival taking place. And we just knew that was our place. But we got involved with the wrong people. You know, the Bible said when we listen to wrong voices, we make wrong choices. And that can happen to you. Some of you have been listening to wrong voices. And if you listen to wrong voices, you can certainly make wrong choices. And so we begin to have fellowship, have some meals with some people that were speaking against the pastor and were discouraging us from being a part of that church. And we went one Sunday night, I'll never forget, Gene and our son Rick were on our way to a Sunday night church when we used to have Sunday night services everywhere. And I said to Gene, "You know, why don't we visit another church tonight? I'm so thankful I listened to my wife most of the time, anyhow." And I said, "I think we need maybe to visit another church. I'm just discouraged about attending the church." Actually, I was discouraged by the words that I was hearing other people make. And she said, "Dale, I believe that God has brought us to Wichita Falls to be a part of this church." And so we continued going there, and eventually a prophet by the name of David Wilkerson came there, and that was the church where I was called to preach and went out of, and Gene and I are still preaching full-time 52 years later. We could have made the wrong choice. We would eventually have gone out to preach probably, but it might have been a long time. And so I'm telling you today that God is at work in your life. And sometimes you feel like maybe God has forgotten you, but he's not forgotten you. I'm so thankful that we didn't move to Phoenix, Arizona. I'm so thankful that we didn't leave Southside Assembly of God Church. I am so thankful that we didn't go back to Oklahoma City. I'm so thankful that we didn't go to Sulphur Springs, Texas. We wanted to get out of Dodge, and we were trying to work our own plans. The Bible said a man will try to work his own plans, but it's the Lord that directs his steps. So God today spoke to my heart on Friday and told me to make plans to preach this. And so today I'm praying for those of you that are discouraged and you feel like that nothing is going to work out in your life. It seems like that your job's not working out. Your marriage is not working out. Maybe your marriage plans, your desire, you thought you'd be married by this time, that's not working out. Maybe attending a certain church you don't feel like is working out. Or maybe if you're pastoring a church, you don't feel like it's working out. Maybe you feel like God is not, you've been praying for your healing, and you're not being healed as quickly as you think you are going to be healed. Or maybe it's not happening in your time. The Bible said the Lord makes everything beautiful in His time. Not in your time. Not in your time. But He's making everything beautiful in His time. In His time. And so you got to realize that God is making everything beautiful in His time. Not your time, but His time. And so you've got to trust Him. Trust Him with all of your heart. You must trust Him with all of your heart. And you cannot afford to lean to your own ways and the way that you want it. So I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. You that are listening today, God wants you to trust Him. He's making everything beautiful in His time, not your time, but His time. And I'm praying for you right now in the name of Jesus, that God is at work in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And so I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we put our hand in your hand. We believe that you have heard us. We know that you've heard us. And God, we ask for your help. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we trust you, Lord. We trust you. And I want to pray for those of you that have never trusted in God. You've never asked Him to become Lord and Savior of your life. You're listening today and you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You're far away from Him. Or maybe you're a backslider. Or maybe you've become so disappointed in God that you've turned away from Him. Maybe you're angry at God. I want to pray for you right now in the name of Jesus, because I believe that God is at work in you. I believe He's at work in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for those that do not know you. If you don't know the Lord, would you say this prayer to me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if you said that prayer and you're not a member of a church, there may be a church near you, local church that you'd like to attend. You'd like to become a member. If you'd like to become a member of Breakout Radio Church, you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and click on the membership link there. You can fill that information out and submit it. We'll be praying for you, calling your name in prayer, be available to help you any way that we possibly can. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give you an opportunity this morning to give today with your tithes and offerings. You got to realize that Breakout Radio Church is supported by the tithes and offerings of our faithful members. And if Breakout Radio Church is your church, wherever you live in America or other nations of the world, and if Dale and Gene Gentry are your pastors, then we encourage you to give your tithes. If you're a member of another church, you give your tithes there. If you're a member of Breakout Radio Church, we encourage you to give your tithes. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on the donate button. Many of you are there right now. And just click on the donate button in the upper right-hand corner, I believe. Click on that button, and you can... And you can use your PayPal credit card or your debit card. PayPal credit card or debit card. If you want to send a check, you can. We still receive checks and deposit those. And remember, of course, that your gifts are tax deductible. You can make your tithe and offering check out to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries. And send it to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Father, we just pray for those that are giving today. We pray that you would bless them abundantly, bountifully, in the name of Jesus. Bless them as they give, as they make their checkout, or go to our website. Bless them, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Well, we're thankful for our members. Gene and I are so grateful for Daniel and his family that are members. They live in Pakistan. Juliet, who is a member, lives in Nigeria. Irene from England. Robert and Marlene from Spring, Texas. And Melinda from Ringwood, Oklahoma. Also, Stacy from Houston, Texas. And we're thankful for Keith and Lynn that live in Decatur, Georgia. We're thankful for Colleen from Dacula, Georgia. And for Dorothy from Seminole, Oklahoma. And Nicholas, Pastor Nicholas from Nakuru, Kenya. Oh, we're thankful for our members, aren't we, Jean? We're so thankful.
Yes, we're so thankful and grateful for all of our members and those that sow into Breakout Ministries. We're so thankful and grateful for your giving. That's the way that we keep things going here at Breakout Ministries.
That's
you
right.
That are so faithful
yeah.
to sow and to give. And so
yes.
we're so thankful, and we just speak blessings on you and your family today and pray that you have a great day and know that we love you.
We love you very much. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. If you're traveling, we speak the protection of God upon you. And remember again today, before I go, your steps are ordered by the Lord. And I just want to declare that all is well. God is at work. Even if you haven't seen it with your natural eye, you're seeing it with your spiritual eye. That's what faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Have a wonderful day. Gina, I love you very much. Remember, this service is will be replayed again today at 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. tonight, and then, of course, throughout the week, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. And we have preaching all day today on bpnradio.com, preaching all day today. God bless you. My pastor, Bill Hart, he's going to be preaching next, so stay tuned. Have a wonderful day.